Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. This is Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio, located on the lower level of our office building in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. And as we're fond of saying, the Siouxland Chamber represents Community Development 101, Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101. This is the place for all things related to your Siouxland community. And if you would like to learn more about our organization, please give us a call at 712-255-7903. As we begin each Saturday morning, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, as well as our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. I'm delighted this morning to be joined by two women who need very little introduction in our Siouxland community. Nonetheless, we're going to take a little bit of time to get to know them better. I'm joined by Stacy Anderson, who is now serving as the interim director of Explore Siouxland, and with her, the new chair of the board of directors of Explore Siouxland, Barbara Sloniker. I'd like to welcome both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you so much for carving a little bit of time out of your weekend for our radio program. And Stacy and Barbara, in the second half of the program, we're going to talk extensively about Explore Siouxland, what the organization's vision and mission is, some of the significant accomplishments in the recent past, as well as what we anticipate in the future. Before we get there, however, as we do each Saturday morning, we'd like to introduce both of you to our listening audience. Our many, many friends at Powell Broadcasting. And Stacy, let's begin with you this morning. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Right here, Chris. I'm born and raised in Siouxland. Did go over to Iowa State for a while, so lived in the Ames and then even West Des Moines for a short stint. But after
that is the fastest coverage from growing up through college that we've ever had on Grow Siouxland, Stacy. And that was a very almost effective tactic not to go into your background, but we're not going to let you get away with it.
Oh, but I've been on it a few times. I feel like they're up to speed.
But you know what? We have new listeners.
True.
We're talking about the vast listening audience that's growing by leaps and bounds. Tell us about where you went to grade school.
I was just going to say that. So do you want to know?
I do. What side of town?
Clark.
Okay, so you're a Northsider.
I'm a Northsider, yep.
Clark up until sixth grade?
Yes, the fifth graders came with me, though, so that tells you my age. They transitioned when we did, so, and then over to Hoover, and then off to North High School.
Herbert Hoover Junior High School.
Which is no longer there.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah, that Perry Creek.
Perry Creek Elementary is exactly where there used to be a running track.
Yes.
And a football field and a soccer field at Herbert Hoover Junior High School. I remember it well. So I'm going to assume that you're a North High star.
I am a star.
And tell me, what kind of activities were you involved with as a high school student? Were you a student athlete? Were you in drama, theater, music, all the above?
So, yes, a lot of it. I kept very busy. I did the choir. Gosh, what did I do? So long ago, I'm trying to remember. What did I do? Was really nerdy. Nerdy, quiet girl.
Were you a good student?
I was a great student. As I'd mentioned in previous interviews that we've done, I mean, I lost my mom when I was in third grade. So, and I was the oldest, or I am the oldest of three. So a lot of my time was just helping around the house, raising my siblings and taking care of cooking and cleaning and things like that.
Awesome responsibility for such a young person.
Yeah, well, you know, you just got to run with what you're given. So,
speaking of running, were you a student athlete?
No. I did track, I think, for one day. My best friend talked me into
For
one day. And then everybody was throwing up afterwards. And I'm like, why would I choose to do something that makes me feel nauseous? I'm out.
What grade?
And then I ran away.
What grade were you in?
I don't know. Freshman, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
Okay, so what compelled you to become an Iowa State Cyclone?
You want the honest truth?
Please. I think the listening audience.
Oh, my gosh.
This is one of those, I can't handle the truth things. Or you can't handle the truth.
I went with some girlfriends while we were still in high school to go visit her aunt who lived in Ames, and we happened to be visiting during Visha. This was the year that they were burning down buildings and flipping cars, and it went crazy, like where they were literally ending Visha after that. And I went, man, this school is crazy. I think it's for me. And there you go.
I'm in.
Not a good reason, but yeah.
And what did you study at Iowa State?
I went in for child psychology. So that was, I think, part of my path there, like not spending a lot of time choosing the college or even what I was studying was just, again, not having a lot of guidance in that. And so I think there was a lot that I needed as far as grieving, dealing with the trauma that I'd been through, losing my mother. And so I thought, oh, child psychology. And then in my third year at Iowa State, I actually went through a grieving process as an adult, which I found out later is very normal. I had a very serious boyfriend, wanted to go home and meet my family, know about my mother, and I realized I didn't have memories of her. And that just opened everything up to a second grieving cycle into deep depression to the point where stopped going to class, got fired from my part-time job, almost homeless. I'll say for the summer, I crashed. That's how I ended up in Des Moines. Crashed at a friend of mine's friend's apartment while they went home for summer break and got a job, worked at Helzberg Diamonds and spent about a year there, and then realized I needed to go through some grieving process and ended up coming back here. Helzberg's actually transferred me back to the Siouxland area and went to school full time at Morningside and worked there full time and did my grieving process. So it was a really full couple of years after that.
And before we leave this subject, as you mourned the loss of your mother from a very early age, what advice might you share with others who go through a similar experience? What would you take away and offer them from your own difficult and challenging circumstance?
Great question. You got to go through it. So whether it's a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, like anything that causes us as humans to just go through a grieving process, very often people want to avoid it, right? We have something that distracts us, that puts it off, in my experience, that process doesn't go away. We have to go through it. So I'm kind of like, what is it, the buffalo, where they say like they're the only creature that when they see a massive storm, instead of running away from it, they run through it because they know instinctively it's the quickest way to get to the other side. And so that would be my advice. It's not easy advice, but when there is something challenging in front of you, even if it's grief, you need to confront it. You need to go through it. You need to feel and process what you need to process so that I believe we come out stronger. I also think it expands our empathy and allows us to see things in others so that we can serve at a greater capacity.
That's perhaps the deepest conversation that we've had on Grow Siouxland, and I mean that very sincerely. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guests today are Stacy Anderson, the newly named interim director of Explore Siouxland. Joining her, the executive vice president of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, also the newly named chair of the board of directors of Explore Siouxland, Barbara Sloniker. Barbara, welcome.
Thank you.
We can do an abbreviated background on
Very brief.
Think I can give it by heart now.
I think you might as well do
it. You know, Siouxlander, grew up in a rural area, family still here, Iowa Stater, left for the West Coast for a while, married, two kids, great kids. One's an engineer in town, another's a teacher in town. They both came back after leaving, one at Iowa State, one at SDSU. And your husband is a doctor of audiology.
Wow.
What else do we have to cover?
There's nothing else to cover.
Stacy, that's what happens when Barbara and I have worked together for over two decades.
Glass of wine at the end of the day.
Well, we don't tell that to our radio audience.
That said, Barbara, let's dive in with a few minutes we have before the break to visit a little bit about your role and involvement with Explore Siouxland from the beginning, which led to the role that you have today.
So yes, the Chamber and, you know, specifically myself, but with the team also at the Chamber, we've been involved in getting this DMO, Destination Marketing Organization, up and running for the last several years. Started in 2019. We have a lot of people out there to thank. Dave Bernstein comes to mind right away saying, we need to have this in our area. We need to be promoting. We have things to show and people need to know about it. So,
and let's pause there for just a minute. Let's tell them exactly what Explore Siouxland is and what it does, why it exists.
Okay, well, it's a destination marketing organization, DMO.
Very common in municipalities and cities throughout the United States.
Formerly known, more people would know it as a CVB.
Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah. So our job is to bring tourism in, bring people from other places into here and see how wonderful our community is, get them to stay, get them to spend money, and then maybe get them even to bring their business back. That's how it's kind of the first date for economic development.
So kudos to you and Dave Bernstein and all the others, the many others, who met for an extended period of time to put this program together, to put a financing vehicle together through hotel motel taxes and other ways to fund the organization. Incredibly important in the final minute that we have, Barbara, again, before we go to our first break, why is it so important to market a community and bring these dollars in from the outside?
Well, I think for one, it helps relieve the taxpayers, the burden on the taxpayers. Let's start there. And I already mentioned the first date to economic development. You see people visit communities all the time for some event, and then they go, wow, I could maybe consider living here. Oh, and bringing, by the way, my AI business here, or whatever manufacturing company they might have, or an insurance business. So, I mean, always putting our best foot forward. And we have a lot to sell in Siouxland. And I think Explore Siouxland helps remind even our local people of that.
I think that's a great point. Thank you both for joining me this morning. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guests representing Explore Siouxland, Stacy Anderson and Barbara Sloniker. We'll be back with both of them after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce serving as your host, and delighted to welcome two people from our Siouxland community who are very well known, representing Explore Siouxland, the new interim executive director, Stacy Anderson, and joining her, the longtime executive vice president of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Barbara Sloniker, who was recently named the chair of the board of directors of Explore Siouxland. Most people know that Explore Siouxland is essentially the Siouxland Convention, Visitors, and Tourism Bureau entity. And Stacy, we'll start with you this morning. You've been involved with Explore Siouxland for a number of years now. Let's start with your promotion to interim executive director. We received some unfortunate news, but some great news for our former colleague, Tyler Doherty. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't not be excited for Tyler. So he is now the general manager with the Field of Dreams. So this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, dream job for him. So we're ecstatic for him. But yeah, it was sad to see him go.
Absolutely. And nice pun. Dream job at Field of Dreams. Yes. Well played for so early on a Saturday morning. Yeah. Tip of the cap to you. But yeah, we really enjoyed Tyler. Mm-hmm. Great vision, a lot of energy, terrific background. But with his ties to Eastern Iowa and the opportunity to lead the Field of Dreams organization, no one can fault him for taking that extraordinary opportunity. We wish him nothing but success. I know you and Barbara feel the same way about that, but it's created an opportunity for you, a new leadership role to fill in temporarily. Maybe it becomes permanent. I know you have a lot of advocates that hope to see you take that role in a more permanent capacity. But let's talk for just a minute about why you have been so dedicated to this organization for so long already.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is I had Mike Adams from the Hard Rock approach me 5 years ago about joining the board. And my immediate answer was no. I didn't see where I fit in. And his response and continued pursuit of, hey, you need to be on this board, was, we keep talking about we need somebody who is passionate about Siouxland. This is selling Siouxland, telling our story. He goes, I don't know anybody else who'd fit that role better than you. And so after a little arm twisting, I did end up joining the board. Very quickly, it turned into, hey, can you be vice chair? Again, it was a no. I need to get acclimated more. And they're like, we will teach you everything. Just say yes. And so I have I was vice chair for 2 years following that first year, and then now chair for 2 years. And then this is all coming about.
So a fascinating time. Big picture. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the mission and the vision of the organization.
Yeah, well, really, it's about bringing all of our partners together. That is our hoteliers. That is all the attractions and the people who are putting on events. We've had so much going on with sports, right? And to bring all of these people, these entities together under a common vision to, again, attract, bring outside visitors to our community to come here, stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants, buy gas, do shopping, all of those dollars that get to come to our community, support us. Like Barbara said, I love the fact that this is a first introduction for someone who might want to come and stay. But even if not, while they're here, they're spending money. And the more that we can have those dollars localized here, the less our community who lives here has to pay into taxes.
And an important reminder for all of the people who choose to call our Siouxland Tri-State Region home, the better we are about supporting those opportunities, whether it's Nate Bargatze, which was a sellout at the Tyson Event Center, or just recently on New Year's Eve, the Sioux City Musketeers had a sellout for their hockey team. Great events. And the more we support those, the stronger and the greater the quality of entertainment and opportunity that comes to our community.
Yeah, and it's a lot about collaboration too. I think this is another thing that I have been screaming at the top of my lungs for years in the things that I do, is we need more conversation, better conversation, and more collaboration. And so again, it's this, if we're having events, our restaurants that surround the area, they need to know that so that they are stocked and well prepared to handle the visitors and those that are coming in, because there's nothing worse than bringing an event to town that we had to work very hard to get here, and then they go to a restaurant and there's long waits or they run out of food, which that did happen early on. That was a reality. And so it's part of our responsibility to help bridge that communication and get us, again, common vision, all working together, communicating well, so that we can really showcase this amazing community.
Yeah, we have so much to offer, and working with our friends at the Tyson Event Center, Barbara, you have a longstanding relationship with Nick Palmiotti. Nick has done a terrific job with some of the entertainment of late. I think you are a connoisseur of country concerts.
That's true.
And you've enjoyed a fair share.
Yes, and just to add, Nick is also on our board, so I think we have a really strong board. And yes, we've had some great country concerts and other concerts too, which I also would like, but I can't go to everything, right? So I stick more to country. But I would also want to put a little plug in for, we also have Corey Westra on our board. And you talk about someone who knows how to host. When you look at the longevity of the NAIA, that's Corey's baby. Now, again, he has other people working with him. I'm not saying that, but I mean, just great to have those kinds of strong people that are huge advocates of Sioux City and Siouxland and know how to bring events here and make tourists feel welcome.
Well, and a shout out to Corey Wester and Mike Skaggs for the job that they do leading NAIA volleyball and NAIA basketball national tournaments each and every year. We just signed another contract to extend basketball for another 4 years. They just wrapped up volleyball. So many good things going on. Corey gets it. Tremendous asset. People may not always realize that this is in addition to his role as the Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner. So he wears a number of hats. He was also instrumental in helping us attract the state baseball tournament this past summer. But Barbara, this organization exists to bring those events to this community, and without it, we lose an awful lot of revenue and opportunities to bring young families to our community, not only for entertainment, but for sports tournaments.
That's right. And I think you're seeing that really develop over the last several years. Dustin Cooper, who used to be on our board, but got a little busy now that he's building a whole new facility down by the Explorers Ballpark. Again, another facility to help bring in youth tournaments and youth sports. And we know people travel. I did it myself with my children. We had to go everywhere out of town when I was raising my kids. You don't have to do that anymore. Sioux City has it, and we have it in spades, if you will. I mean, there's just a lot to offer here, a lot of different facilities, and a lot of people pulling in the same direction.
So you and I share a similar parenting experience, Barbara, in that our kids were largely raised before we had the Seaboard Triumph Foods Expo Center, before we had the arena, before we had the United Sports Academy on the former Gateway campus. But now that those entities are here and cooperating, Stacy, the sky's the limit for us.
Yeah. And we've got so many exciting things going on. I want to name two things. One, and this is me sitting on a lot of boards. I know Barbara too, like all of us, right, on these boards. And you've heard for years, gosh, if we could just have one really strong community calendar that was comprehensive. We have that now. It's in the progress. It'll be about a month before we roll it out, but we are bringing that. And again, that helps to promote who we are.
Well, shout out to you and Barbara Sloniker and Teresa Rosenboom mm-hmm. and Laura Hartman and a few others with Chamber and Explore Siouxland that, as you say, communicated, cooperated, collaborated, and put this together.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I just want to mention here before we wrap up today is we are bringing in Bill Geist. He is an expert on DMOs for the last 30-some years, does consulting, and we are bringing him here to our community February 16th through the 18th, and we will have a 90-minute presentation on the 16th. There'll be more information about that soon, but we are inviting everyone in this community to come and learn more about what exactly a DMO is, how it works, how they can engage with us. So again, together, we can start telling the best story we can tell of our Siouxland area.
DMO, Destination Marketing Organization.
Yes.
And that is really central to what Explore Siouxland does. Bill Geist, one of the best, will be with us on February 16th through the 18th, but doing a 90-minute event on the 16th, open to the public. Do we have a time and a location yet?
Not yet, but we will have that very soon.
So. And we'll certainly be happy to pass that on when it arrives.
Thank you.
I'm going to share this question with both of you. I'm going to begin with Barbara, wrap up with Stacy. Barbara, you're the chair of the board of directors. It's an awesome responsibility. Summarize what you hope to accomplish in the near term with this vision and the partnership that you've just entered with the city, because I know that funding is critically important to the future.
Well, it is, and I believe that the city does understand that, and, you know, we do have new council members, and there are people that, you know, are very community-minded, so we hope they will go along that same path. But I think Stacy mentioned it a couple times, you know, we're trying to make it better also for the people that live here. We all live here, so to make it better for us, we want to bring in visitors, we want them to spend money here, help relieve the tax burden a little, and grow our community, and I think short-term and long-term, that's the vision. We want people to know how great Siouxland is.
Thanks, Barbara. And Stacy, as the new interim executive director, how will you define success?
Oh, I want anytime someone comes into our community that every single person they interact with is smiling, looking at them in the eye, that has great recommendations of places they can go eat, things they can go do, so that when they leave our community, they are going on and on and on about how great Siouxland is and how they want to come back, and they're recommending us to other people.
Well, I want to thank both of you for spending part of your Saturday morning with us. And on behalf of a grateful community, thanks for the volunteer work that both of you have been engaged in with Explore Siouxland for many, many years. My name is Chris McGowan. On behalf of our guests, Barbara Sloniker and Stacy Anderson, we're grateful for you joining us, and we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.